I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. On today's episode, we're going to highlight three special guests who are participating in our podcast today through a partnership with the National Association of Women Business Owners New York City Chapter. We'll be hearing from communication expert Robin Hatcher, business mentor Maurice Bretzfield, and best-selling writer about habits and happiness Gretchen Rubin. They will all be speaking at the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. I will also be at the bootcamp gleaning more great insight from attendees and speakers. You can join me and today's guests at the bootcamp by visiting nawbonyc.org to get your bootcamp tickets. Our first guest today is Robin Hatcher. Listen as she discusses how to pace yourself and know when to rest and regroup with the support of outside help to build future growth. Robin is a communication expert, author, and professional speaker. Her 15-plus years in the entertainment field as a professional actress and film and TV writer, plus her experience as a certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, give her a powerful combination of fun, creative tools and solid scientific research. Robin has transformed the careers of thousands of business leaders through corporate programs, private coaching, and interactive presentations. Fortune 50 to Fortune 500 companies and brands such as Allstate, Deloitte, Hewlett-Packard, AXA, and UBS are a few notables on Robin's rich list of clientele. Her first book, Standing Ovation Presentations, contains a unique communication style system called Actor Types, and was named on Forbes.com as one of 2015's top 100 coaching books. Robin, welcome to Smashing the Plateau, and it's great to be able to talk to you in advance of the upcoming NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what are your experiences with business plateaus?
Oh, wow. As an entrepreneur, I feel like the plateaus are just part of the game. And what's interesting is for me, is like a lot of times for me, I don't always notice when I'm in the plateau. I notice in hindsight. And so what that means is often I'm looking back and I see, oh my goodness, I was so charging so low there. I was feeling I had so few clients there. And here I am really, really, really busy. So some of that is my just moving forward in persevering. But plateaus, what I've also noticed, the more that you push through plateaus, the shorter they are. But what I also like to talk about with plateaus is that, you know, I've done some mountain climbing, and I remember the first time I climbed a mountain because my in-laws have a place in Colorado. And so the first time they said, oh, let's go mountain climbing. And what I expected was I would actually know that I was on a mountain. I would see, you know, it's like you see the images of mountains and you think, okay, I'm climbing this mountain. It's going to seem steep and I'm going to see the top. But when you're mountain climbing, all you actually see is the road in front of you. And all you can do is take that road forward and forward, and you have to trust that you're going up. Now, what I also am thinking about with plateaus, when I was preparing for this, I realized that when you're mountain climbing, it's really hard because you've got all the height and you've got altitude and all of that. So you're pushing against a lot of weight. So sometimes when you hit a plateau, that's an opportunity for you to stop, rest, and regroup. And what you do at plateaus is like you stop, you take some breath, you relax, you eat the lunch that you brought, and you get right back up on that mountain. And I feel like that's a really important part of plateaus that a lot of people don't do and appreciate, because you're so busy getting up, getting up, getting up, that you don't take time to rest during that plateau and regroup yourself. That's one of the biggest lessons I have for entrepreneurs, to find that space. And because as soon as we get there and you think, oh my God, I have to get up, I have to get up, sometimes you don't have the resources for that. And you have to gather those resources, which is one of the reasons why this boot camp is going to be so empowering for so many people.
So if it's important to rest when you're at a plateau, but on the other hand, the more you go through them, the shorter they are. How do you balance the amount of time that you should be spending resting versus trying to shorten the plateau so that you can move forward and create greater success once you're through the plateau?
That's a really great question, because a lot of us have that tendency, and like you mentioned, I do a lot of brain science. So a lot of people have a certain mindset. We have the fixed mindset, or we have the growth mindset. And unfortunately, when people have a fixed mindset, it's much more difficult in that plateau to believe that there's more mountain to climb. And so if you know that you have a fixed mindset, and that what I mean by that, if you have a fixed mindset, which means, oh, this is the limit. This is how much I can do. This is what an entrepreneur looks like. This is what a communication coach looks like. A lot of people have that in their head, that there is a finite answer to all of those things. Whereas opposed to a growth mindset, you're in there and you think, how much can I stretch myself? How more can I stretch myself? Now, the people with the fixed mindset may hit that plateau and start thinking, oh my gosh, there's nothing more I can do. Then they have that tendency to linger there a little bit too long. So that's when I really propose, when you need an accountability group, which is one is something that I have, when you have an organization or a community that can look at you and tell you the hard truth. The hard truth being, yo, babe, you're on that plateau, you're there too long, time to get moving. You know, just like when I'm mountain climbing, I've got relatives that are really super duper energetic mountain climbers who will see me sitting down. It's like, well, you know, the longer you rest, sometimes it's the harder it is to get back up there and climb. So, hey, let's pack the bags and let's keep moving. Same is true for us as entrepreneurs. It's like if you're on that plateau and you're hanging out too long, you need somebody or something in place that's going to say, yo, it's time to get moving. And oftentimes that will come as outside help. Sometimes it'll come as close friends. Sometimes you need to look inside yourself and pull yourself up by that bootstrap and say, this is way too long. And I'm hoping that answers that question.
Yeah, so maybe it's a combination of peer support, friends, family, and what you're telling yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and really checking your mindset is really important, because it's really nice to feel safe. It feels safe for a moment, but as soon as you feel too safe, it's time to say, okay, what else can I smash? And setting goals for yourself is a huge way of doing that. One of the things I'm doing for this year is having monetary goals that I have to hit, or huge 90-day goal of this is the big thing that needs to be accomplished within this 90 days. So every day when you wake up, it's like, where am I going that's further towards that plateau or that 90-day plateau of that 90-day goal? If I'm not doing something to move that forward each day, then I'm not moving forward. How can I get myself to do that? Is it by calling up a friend? Is it by enlisting in a course or a class, course correction? So those are some of the things that really are helpful, to have those goals set.
Mm. Or is it by attending something like the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
Exactly. It's totally that, because you don't, those resources that will be available at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp are invaluable. And a lot of times we don't know what we don't know, and we don't know what we need to grow. And so by listening to some of the speakers there, you might see, this is the area that's been holding me back. This is the area that is creating that plateau. For exactly, just to, for example, what I do is communication training. I help people polish the way that they are communicating, because so often that is that one step that is getting in the way of them being taken seriously, of them reaching that plateau, of them smashing that plateau, of them outdoing what they've done before. You've got the goods, you've got the information, you've got all this stuff, but if you can't communicate it clearly, it's worth nothing. Some of the clients who come to me, it's like I've just had a couple of recent clients that are extremely well in their career. I mean, they're doing so well, but they knew, they came to me because they knew that they had hit a plateau. And that plateau was, okay, I'm doing great. I've got great feedback. I've got a great job. I've got great skill set. I've got great experience. But I'm not feeling super confident about any of that. So what I do for them is I create that persona, create that person that needs to smash that plateau, that communication. I add that polish. I add that presence. I add that confidence so that that plateau is now smashed. It's like, yes, I'm still a fabulous person. I still have this fabulous job, but hey, I am owning it. And that sometimes is the plateau that you need to get to. So you don't know what you don't know, what you need to grow.
That's great. And Robin, how can listeners learn more about you and the work that you do?
Well, first of all, I want you to come to the boot camp and you can see me in action. Second of all, if you're not at the boot camp, and even before the boot camp, check out my website, www.robinhatcher.com. robynhatcher.com. You could also reach the same website by doing www.speaketcetera.com. speaketcetera. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and my professional page on Facebook. I'm about to launch something that I'm calling Become a Networking Ninja, which will have an online course content, something about how I teach how to introduce yourself, ditching the pitch and introducing the intromercial, which is a way of introducing yourself at networking events, and it's going to be a great thing. So start following me now so you can get the VIP treatment when that course gets released.
That's great. And for listeners that want more information about the NABO Bootcamp, please go to www.nabonyc.org. That's NABONYC.org for bootcamp tickets. Robin, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau in anticipation of the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. I've been speaking with Robin Hatcher, owner of Speak Etc., and upcoming presenter at the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. Thanks again, Robin, for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Next, let's hear Maurice Bretzfield as he talks about what we can learn from the creative process to help us smash plateaus. Maurice joined SCORE in October 2014 after a 40-plus year business career in apparel design, manufacturing, importing, and distribution. Making a career switch in 1995, Maurice now has over 20 years of internet marketing experience, including website architecture, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, social media marketing, and e-commerce. A serial entrepreneur, Maurice has acquired deep knowledge of business management, financial planning and management, information architecture, and all forms of internet marketing, and is a frequent speaker on the topic of digital marketing. Maurice, welcome to Smashing the Plateau, and it's great to be able to talk to you in advance of the upcoming NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th.
Thank you, David. I'm very pleased to be with you today.
Maurice, you've had a long, successful track record as an entrepreneur. What are your experiences with business plateaus?
Well, that we certainly all reach them. We all reach dead ends at times, wondering where to go, what to do next, or what decision to make that will benefit us. Sometimes we've got to go well within ourselves to find that space. You know, I gave a seminar yesterday in which I talked about creativity and the creative process. And there's this idea amongst so many people that I'm just not creative that way. Well, to become creative that way only means that you need to apply your time to the subject, think it through, let it marinate in your head, let it go when you need to, come back to it when it comes back to you. And eventually those solutions become clear and apparent.
And do you think that business kind of follows the same process where you have to reflect and think about what's going on and maybe take a pause as you're trying to pursue some kind of growth track?
Yeah, well, business is a continuum. It goes on day by day. So this process goes on day after day with you. As long as you're in business, you've got to be thoughtful. You've got to be introspective and reflective, and think on these things, as a very famous book that I enjoy says. And sooner or later, that solution will come to you. You know, reach out to people. Reach out to people that you trust. Discuss. Find a mentor. For goodness sakes, find a mentor. Every business person needs one. Someone you can just go sit down and talk to and ruminate on the ideas that are marinating in your head and finding the path to overcome whatever obstacle presents itself to you, as obstacles present themselves to business people virtually every day.
And why do you think finding mentors is so important?
And because you need a fresh reflection from someone else all the time. The more people you speak to, the more ideas will be presented to you. And a mentor who understands your business and who understands you, someone you're working with on a continual basis, can help you reach deep insights, I believe.
Mm. And do you have any tips to offer our audience about how to find somebody who can be a good mentor for you?
Well, certainly SCORE is an organization of over 11,000 retired successful business people who have perspectives coming from many directions. And the way SCORE works is you call your local office or make an appointment. You're welcome to see as many mentors as you need to see. I'm presented with issues that I have no knowledge about. Someone asked me a legal question, for instance, and I refer them to one of our legal specialists, our lawyers at SCORE. So reaching out to SCORE, who has offices nationwide, we have 340 offices around the country, can present you with invaluable insight and assistance.
That's great. Maurice, what's perhaps a tip that you wish you had earlier on in your entrepreneurial journey that would have helped you smash a plateau had you known it at the time?
Yeah, well, I wish I'd found mentors in other areas. I had one mentor that I worked with for years. He was my guide. He gave me valuable input. I wish I'd reached out to more.
Yeah, that's great advice. And how do you think the NABO Small Business Bootcamp in New York will help participants learn how to be more successful at smashing plateaus?
Well, we have joined up with NABO, the SCORE New York City, and we will be there conducting roundtables on various topics and available for what we call speed mentoring, which is an opportunity for the participants to meet SCORE mentors, have a short chat with them, make appointments to follow up, and to continually work with them.
That's great. And Maurice, how can listeners learn more about you?
Well, I think the best place to really read about me now is LinkedIn. That's www.linkedin.com/in/Bretzfield, B-R-E-T-Z-F-I-E-L-D.
That's great. Maurice, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau in anticipation of the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. For listeners that want information about the NABO Bootcamp, please go to www.nabonyc.org. That's NABONYC.org for bootcamp tickets. I've been speaking with SCORE Certified Business Mentor, Maurice Bretzfield. Thanks again, Maurice, for joining us.
Thank you, David.
Last but not least, I was able to talk to Gretchen Rubin as she shared some insight on finding what will work best for you to smash your plateau in the circumstances you face right now. Gretchen is the author of several books, including the blockbuster New York Times bestseller, Better Than Before, and The Happiness Project. She has an enormous readership, both in print and online, and her books have sold more than 2 million copies worldwide in more than 30 languages. On her popular award-winning podcast, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, she discusses good habits and happiness with her sister, Elizabeth Kraft. Fast Company named Gretchen to its list of most creative people in business. She's been interviewed by Oprah, eaten dinner with Daniel Kahneman, and walked arm-in-arm with the Dalai Lama. Gretchen started her career in law and was clerking for Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor when she realized she wanted to be a writer. Gretchen, welcome to Smashing the Plateau, and it's great to be able to talk to you in advance of the upcoming NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th.
Yes, I'm very happy to be talking to you.
So you've had what I believe most people would consider to be breakthrough success, as some of the things that I described in your bio attest to. Entrepreneurs such as the attendees at the upcoming NABO Bootcamp want to be inspired by you, and they want to learn tips to help them achieve greater success, particularly if they're feeling stuck. What are your experiences with business plateaus, and what advice would you offer a small business owner on how to smash them?
Well, I know that frustration that people feel, and the sad truth, and maybe also the happy truth, is that there are no magic one-size-fits-all solutions. And I think one mistake people make is thinking, well, if this worked for this person, it should work for me. Or I hear this expert advice, and if it's not working for me, there's got to be something wrong with me. I'm lazy. I don't have willpower. I can't learn. I can't get myself out of my comfort zone. So what's wrong with me? And I think very often, it's because we're getting advice that for whatever reason isn't suited to ourselves. And there are many ways to get things done. And I think what I found is that people do better when they think, well, what are a lot of different ways I could achieve my aims, and which way works the best for me, which appeals to me more, rather than thinking like, what's the one best answer? Like, what works for Steve Jobs, or what works for Benjamin Franklin? And if it worked for that person, then it's going to definitely work for me. So I think the short answer is really think about yourself and what is true for you and what circumstances allow you to thrive. And that very often helps people to break through a plateau.
Yeah, and that's really great advice. And I think many people, as you said, many people look for the one magic answer, and there really isn't one magic answer. Yeah. There is maybe some magic that is you, and figuring out what fits best for you is really a great approach. Do you have any thoughts about how to figure out what fits best for you, particularly when you see other people who seem to be having much more success than you seem to be having?
Well, yes, that's a super important question. And one of the quick ways to get a clue is to think about your own past and to think, have I succeeded in the past? Is there a time when whatever I feel stuck about now worked well for me? Even something as simple as exercising. If I can't exercise now, why was there a time when I did exercise? Or maybe I feel like I'm not moving forward in my career. Was there a time when I felt like it was coming more easily? Because a lot of times when we look at the circumstances in which we succeeded, there might be clues about what allowed us to succeed. For instance, one thing that I have noticed over and over and over again is how a large group of people really need outer accountability even to achieve their inner aims. And in fact, I have a personality framework called the Four Tendencies. My next book is all about this framework. But the most relevant thing for career plateaus is there are certain people where if they don't have an outer expectation, if no one's expecting them to learn that software program, if they don't have a client waiting for them or a boss who's looking over their shoulder, if it's just something they're supposed to do on their own, it just somehow never floats to the top of the to-do list. No matter how motivated you feel, no matter how important a priority it seems, it somehow just doesn't get done. And if you find that that's happening to you, the easy solution, the very, very simple puzzle piece that will allow you to move forward is outer accountability. So whether that's working with an executive coach who's going to work with you on deadlines and holding you accountable, whether it's having an accountability partner, I'm going to do my part, you're going to do your part, we're going to check up on each other, having a client, even somebody who's not paying you, figuring out a way so that other people are watching and needing and depending on you to perform. For many people, this allows them, even for something like, I want to do more art. You know, somebody's like, I want to do more art. And you're like, well, it's fun to do art. But it's like, but somehow I just never do art. It's like, okay, well, you know, join a group where everybody's going to design 10 handmade cards and exchange them. So you're like, well, if I don't do my part, then they're not going to get their cards. And then they won't have any fun. So I have to do my art in order to meet those expectations. So for a lot of people, that is really a missing piece.
Yeah, and do you think it matters, Gretchen, whether you're paying somebody to help you with the outer accountability or not?
That is a very good question. And here's the thing. I don't think it matters, except that holding someone accountable is a lot of work. And sometimes if you have an accountability partner who's sort of a volunteer, like a friend or a spouse or a coworker, they may not stick with it. They may want to let you off the hook because it can be painful to say to somebody like, hey, you know, you said you were going to get this done by March 1st and you haven't made any progress. Like, what's up with that? It's like, it takes a lot of work. It can be painful. And they may just get distracted with their own things. And so one thing about paying somebody to hold you accountable is then that's their job. And then usually, like, they've thought a lot about the best ways to hold people accountable, and they're getting paid for it, so they're really going to hold you accountable. So I think the accountability, it doesn't matter. The accountability is the same, but you might get better accountability out of somebody who's getting paid for it because they will feel like they need to really follow through on that agreement.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I'm actually, as you're describing this, I'm reflecting on how much having an employee makes me feel accountable as a supervisor, makes me do the job that I need to do so that the employee can succeed.
No, 100%. And that's being a boss, being a manager is a form of accountability, just like having a manager, having a boss, because, you know, people are waiting for you. People need you to move forward. They need you to make decisions. They need you to show up. Now, this is called the obliger tendency, because in my framework, people are either upholders, questioners, obligers, or rebels. And obliger tendency, this is where people meet outer expectations but struggle to meet their own inner expectations, is the largest tendency. It's the one that the most people fit into. And there's a quiz on my site if people on happiercast.com/quiz, if people want to learn a little bit more about this framework and figure out what they are, because it ends up being really good way to understand why you might be facing certain kinds of hurdles. And you see other people who don't seem to struggle, you know, like to-do lists. A different category is the rebel, and rebels resist outer and inner expectations. And so they don't like accountability. They resist it. They don't like to-do lists. They don't like having something on their calendar. And the more you try to be like, hey, let's have a meeting at 10 a.m. and go over our to-do list, it's like they're going to resist that. So that's the wrong strategy for a rebel. So if you're a rebel, or you're managing a rebel, or dealing with a rebel, then you want to know that, because you're gonna approach your aim very differently, knowing that aspect of yourself.
Great point.
Or someone else.
Yeah, that's a great point. Gretchen, how do you think the NABO Small Business Bootcamp in New York will help participants learn how to be more successful, particularly at smashing a plateau?
Well, one of the things that, you know, ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree on is, you know, the importance of relationships. And we really just gather tremendous energy from other people. And when the people around you are thinking about the things you're thinking about, when they're struggling with the same kind of problems, first of all, you get that feeling of belonging. I'm not alone. I'm not the only one struggling with this. This is something many people experience. That's encouraging. Also, they have ideas. Like, you can, you know, you're exposed to all kinds of new information, all kinds of new ways of solving problems. And so maybe you're going to see your way out of it. And there are people who can help you. You know, it's like, oh, you've got this problem. Well, it turns out my whole business is set up to help you with that problem. You got to do an event. I'm an event planner, or whatever. And so you can easily and quickly make all those connections. Because I think one of the things people talk about now is, oh, well, we're all sitting behind our screens and just clicking around. And I think there's tremendous value to being able to connect that way. But in the end, nothing can replace face-to-face. So, you know, a conference where you can really just connect with other people who share your concerns is very, very powerful.
That's great. And Gretchen, how can listeners learn more about you?
I have a site, GretchenRubin.com, where there's tons of resources and information, and I write just about every day in my adventures in happiness and good habits. I have a podcast, a really fun podcast I do with my sister, called Happier with Gretchen Rubin, and where we talk about how to be happier. as the name suggests. And then my books, my most well-known book is The Happiness Project, which is about the year I spent test driving all the theories about happiness to see what worked. And my book Better Than Before is all about how to change habits, because it turns out that if you want to be happier, it's often very helpful to be able to tinker with your habits. And then my next book, as I said, is all about the Four Tendencies framework, because it turns out that once people learn about this framework, they have a lot of questions about how to apply it. So I ended up writing a whole book about that.
Sounds great. All right. So I encourage listeners to check out all of these great resources. And Gretchen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau in anticipation of the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. For listeners that want information about the NABO Bootcamp, you can go to www.nawbonyc.org for bootcamp tickets. I've been speaking with writer Gretchen Rubin, who will be starting the bootcamp with her keynote, How Habits Make Our Lives and Our Business Happier, Healthier, More Productive, and More Creative. Thank you again, Gretchen, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tand Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our episode with three special guests who will all be speaking at the NABO Bootcamp in New York City on February 24th. For more information about the NABO Bootcamp, go to www.nawbonyc.org. Have you hit a plateau in your own life or career? It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just go to tandisstrategicpartners.com to schedule your free discovery session. That's www.tendstrategicpartners.com, or give us a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.